Along a dirt road just north of Richland, Russian thistles, better known as tumbleweeds, are scattered along the shoulder. Look closely at the noxious weeds, and you'll start to notice butterflies flitting about. Rare sightings of a tiny butterfly, smaller than a thumbnail, have sprung up all over southeastern Washington.
There. See him?
Little bitty thing.
He just landed. Right here.
Oh,
right
yeah. There. I see him. There. I see him flying around.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's just tiny.
Yes.
The western pygmy blues have dazzled entomologists and brought insect watchers from far-flung towns to the banks of the Yakima River. Butterfly enthusiast Jane Abel walks along the road, stopping to point out the western pygmy blues.
They start way back at the canal there, and then there's all this tumbleweed, and if you just kind of look across the field and you'll see little guys popping up here and there.
There's one spot the western pygmy blues congregate on Snively Road. It's not the pristine mountainside you think a rare butterfly sighting might take place.
So do you want to go to the porta potty?
Yeah, let's go look at the porta potty.
We can walk there.
Okay.
Okay, here's the magic tumbleweed behind the ace porta potty.
Entomologist David James recently counted 190 butterflies in this area, mainly around this one gigantic tumbleweed in the shade of the porta potty. James says that's because the male butterflies get nutrients from urine and other minerals.
The ground near a porta potty might be more rich in those minerals and salts than elsewhere, but that sort of just fits in with the fact that this butterfly doesn't really like pristine habitat. You choose the porta potty place to find the butterfly. It just sums it up, really.
James says the butterflies appear to like hot, dry places full of iconic tumbleweeds.
To find the pygmy blue, you just pick the worst bit of land you can find, as long as there's the weeds that they like.
Chris Lindsay was walking through just that sort of land near Walla Walla this fall when he saw the first reported western pygmy blue butterfly. Lindsay knew about the butterflies from time spent in Southern California, where they're native all year round. These butterflies are mostly found in the American Southwest. In the spring and summer, the butterflies expand their range, usually only traveling as far as Southern Oregon. So Lindsay asked around. He says butterfly enthusiasts got really excited.
So at that point, I was like, okay, this is probably more notable of a sighting.
Since then, James says reports have poured in from Walla Walla, the Tri-Cities, and Klickitat County, mostly along the Columbia, Yakima, and Snake Rivers.
It's an invasion, really. What's happened is that this expansion of range happened in July, August, and nobody noticed.
That probably means several generations have grown and continued to expand in the area. James says the western pygmy blue's lifespan is roughly 3 weeks long, depending on the temperature outside. James says a changing climate will help this butterfly species expand its range, unlike most other butterflies that will see their range shrink with warmer summers and winters.
In the future, one day, when our winters are a bit warmer, they probably will survive, but I don't think that time is yet.
While the butterflies are in the region, enthusiasts have traveled to the Tri-Cities to get a glimpse. Dan Dumphy came from Kent to Snively Road to see the western pygmy blues on a field trip with the Washington Butterfly Association.
The color, texture, they have shiny spots on their outer hind wings that look like little mirrors. Very stunning butterfly, even for such a small insect.
It's a sight Abel says she'll keep coming back for as long as she can.
Yeah, this is probably my new favorite place.
James says the butterflies will probably last until the first real freeze, although he'll keep monitoring this spring to see if any survive the winter. I'm Courtney Flatt in Richland, Washington.